Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has granted a lengthy interview on the topic of his years with Blessed John Paul II. The interview appears as the first in an Italian-language collection titled A Canto a Giovanni Paolo II, Gli Amici ed I Collaboratori Raccontano, published by the Italian Edizioni Ares Press, and in stores now, the volume features recollections by more than a dozen of the soon-to-be-canonized Pope's friends and closest collaborators, including Blessed John Paul II's secretaries, Cardinal Stanislaw Dziwisz, Archbishop Emery Kabongo, and Archbishop Mieczysław Mokrycki, the former director of the press office of the Holy See, Joaquin Navarro Valls, the Blessed Pope's lifelong friend, Wanda Poltawska, the postulator of his cause for sainthood, Father Slawomir Oeder, and many others. It was in November of 2013 that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI agreed to answer Polish journalist Wladimir Redziok's questions in writing, which he did by January of this year. The Pope Emeritus also personally verified the Italian translation of the original German text of his answers. Among the topics covered in the interview are the work the Blessed John Paul II and then Cardinal Ratzinger did to respond to liberation theology, their work on the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the most important aspects of Blessed John Paul II's spirituality, the decision of the Pope Emeritus to open his predecessor's cause, the spirit of gratitude that pervades his memory of the man he served and succeeded. The Italian dailies Avvenire and Corriere della Sera ran lengthy excerpts from the interview in their Friday, March 7th editions, which included the Pope Emeritus's recollection of the great faithfulness and support Blessed John Paul II showed him, even and especially in the most trying of circumstances. Often he would have had sufficient reason to blame me or to put an end to my tenure as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, said Benedict. Nevertheless, he continued, Blessed John Paul II supported me with fidelity and absolutely incomprehensible goodness. The Pope Emeritus went on to recount how, in the face of the storm that had developed around the Declaration Dominus Jesus on the unicity and salvific universality of Jesus Christ and the Church, then Pope John Paul II told the then Cardinal of his plans to use his remarks at the upcoming Sunday Angelus to defend the document unequivocally. The Pope invited me to write a text for the Angelus that was, so to speak, watertight, one that would not allow for any other interpretation, explaining that John Paul wanted his unconditional and unqualified approval of the document to be unmistakably clear. The Pope Emeritus added, I prepared a little speech. I did not, however, desire to be overly brusque, and so I tried to express myself with clarity, but without harshness. After reading it, the Pope asked me again, but is it really clear enough? I said, yes. Anyone who knows theologians will not be shocked, though, to learn that, nevertheless, there were those who argued that the Pope had prudently distanced himself from that text. The website of the Italian bishop's daily Avvenire has an Italian language excerpt. I'm Chris Oltieri.